This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450 free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord on air call in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm with you tonight. It's Ian,
Richie Rich,
and Mark.
Coming up, John Cantley may still be alive, according to a British government official. We've been kind of following John Cantley for the last several years here on Free Talk Live since he was taken captive by ISIS, and ended up becoming their face, their English-speaking face of their propaganda videos. So we thought that he might have been killed because he hadn't been seen in a number of years, but there may be an update on that. So we'll share that with you coming up. Plus, Mark, you have a story that we barely got a chance to start in the first hour, and then we ended up talking with Lynn Ulbricht for most of the first hour. Which led us to discussions about prison-related news, like Chelsea Manning being sent back to jail, and PharmaBro apparently still running his business from a smuggled cell phone in a cell. So those are all things we've covered tonight. Our toll-free number, again, 855-450-FREE. But let's go first to the phones and to David in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hey, yeah. First of all, remember I told you that I used to watch at length, there was three or four different guys that were broadcasting live video out of prison, out of Florida and one other state. I don't know if it was Alabama or Mississippi. I don't remember. But there were three or four different guys on Periscope with cell phones. And they were sitting there. They were on their cell phone doing filming while they're talking to the guard.
Wow.
You had a caller the other day that they heard Sarah talking to Rush Limbaugh. That wasn't Sarah. That was another Daffy chick here in New Mexico. There's a lot that sound like that.
Okay.
And the elephant in the room, while this anti-Semitism thing is still on the front page with the Ilhan Omar and Tlaib and the things that they said, stuff like that, when historically, meaning going back three decades, whenever I have felt like I wanted to criticize somebody and they happened to be Jewish, I was always in fear of doing it. So because you're going to be labeled either an anti-Semite or a self-hating Jew. And so there's been an actual fear thing, an intimidation thing for decades of anybody who wanted to criticize somebody that was Jewish. And the elephant in the room is, and I'd like you to comment on this, you know, when I look at our government and I look at the names and I look at the percentages of their demographic, you know, whether this person is a WASP or they're a Catholic or they're black or whatever, and I look at their percentages represented in our government and in the other power structures in our company, and I compared to their segment of percent of population in the general population of the country. For instance, like I said, the Jewish population is like 2% of the U.S., but they're, you know, whatever it is, I don't know what it is, but it looks like it's 10%, 20%, even 30%, depending on where you're at, of the power structure in any given body, you know, like our government. And so
30% of representatives are Jewish?
Well, put it this way. Just listen to the media. Listen to the radio. Watch television. Look at the authors on books, et cetera. It's, you know, television shows, movies, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's no arguing that there is a highly inordinate percentage of Jewish control behind all of that. And so the question is, what does that mean? And it's no different than asking the question, if I'm a black person and I'm 20% of the population or 30%, or if I'm in the South in the old days and I'm the majority, yet I have no say, no control, no power position whatsoever. And this is after slavery. There's something to be said for that argument. And so there's also something to be said when any other demographic gets an inordinate amount of power, there's something to be said about it, and there's a legitimate question there. And so it's, when you look at the media, it's in your face that the Jewish population has an inordinate amount of control in that.
What's the point?
Compared to the,
yeah. Can we focus on dismantling the ideas that they're espousing rather than what their nationality or religious background
is? Right. Like, I fail to be concerned about this because I heard a bunch of this crap from Chris Cantwell last night. I heard very similar claims from him. And, you know, I'm sorry, people are individuals. So what is whether or not some Jewish people have power have anything to do generally with Jewish people?
Let me answer your question by turning it around. What difference does it make that 95% of the power structure in the United States has historically been white, has even been WAF? What difference does it make?
It doesn't make any difference because they're all people in search of power over others. So why does it matter what their religious belief or ethnicity is?
I'm with you.
Well, it makes a difference because it usually means something. The issue is finding out what it means. So, in other words, there's a red flag. I see something.
It sounds like what it means is that some people who are Jewish have great connections or money or whatever, and they're able to make these things happen more often than some of their competitors.
If they're more likely to be journalists, it means they're good writers. Or
It does not mean that they're good writers, because there is virtually no good writing that I see in this country or world or worldwide.
Journalism isn't what it used to be, that's for sure.
Yeah, it ain't what it used to be. It's all a bunch of crap. Media is basically crap. Oh, let me give you a little side-handed compliment. You're one of the only media programs worth listening to anymore, okay? So, you know, there is good stuff out there, but the majority of it, the vast majority of it, is absolute crap.
If an individual espouses to rule over us, again, what difference does it make what their ethnic background is? Shouldn't we focus on the idea that they're trying to rule
over us? Ask the Nazis that. What difference, Adolf Hitler, does it make whether somebody's Aryan or not?
I don't think it does. If they're trying to rule over
us, it doesn't make any difference. I know you're not refuting the point if you're trying to.
I am refuting the point. Adolf Hitler did not recruit black people. Adolf Hitler did not allow black people into his organization. So there's something. I smell something there, Adolf Hitler. Something's going on here. And so whenever that pattern repeats, no matter who the demographic is, that raises a red flag. What is going on?
What is going on then?
I'm missing the conspiracy here, I guess. You're not really tying it together for me.
I think you're smarter than that.
Well, you're going to have to tie it together here for me because I must not be that bright. So, what's going on? What are you alleging?
It's not like he's Jewish.
He doesn't have the IQ for it. It's not like he's Jewish. He doesn't have the IQ for it. Lay it out for us.
Lay out the conspiracy? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, what's the problem? I guess we're presuming that Jews have somehow infiltrated the media in the last, I don't know, 3 decades is what your proposal is. I'm not sure that's true, but right.
It's not just the last 3 decades. It goes back way, way, way earlier than that.
Presuming that's true, now what?
It's a problem because it's always been a problem.
Because the media has a now pro-Jewish bias?
You keep talking over me, and so I start to say something, and then I hear you talking over, and I got to stop, and so that message doesn't get across. And then I got to ask you what it is you just said. So let me shut up and ask you, what is it you just said the last time?
Are you saying that there is the problem is that there is now a pro-Jewish bias in the media?
Yeah, I am.
And are you afraid to compete with the pro-Jewish bias in the media by starting
really
up your
afraid
own?
Am I afraid to compete? And then you added on more after that.
Oh, to compete with the Jewish media. Like, could you start your own media organization that doesn't have a Jewish influence?
I don't want to compete with them. I don't want to compete with them. But they influence my life, and I don't want my life to be influenced by the things that
I guess
they are
stop
doing.
Watching their media then. Thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You don't have to watch if you don't want.
I've been doing media for, going on 20 years now.
Yeah.
And no one's ever asked me if I was Jewish or not. I mean, they can pretty much tell my ethnicity by looking at me, but they wouldn't be able to tell whether I was Jewish or not. No one's ever asked me that question.
I think there's a fear of just coming out and being anti-Semitic, especially on national radio. So
you mean he was afraid of that?
Yeah. Doing you got to, dodge
he
around.
He is Jewish, by the way.
Oh, is he? More coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses on the setup page, and then load the app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. AnyPay.global.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you'll not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. TheMorganReport.com. TheMorganReport.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free, you bring up what you want here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
Bitcoin.com is the place you can go to learn about Bitcoin. If you are new to cryptocurrency and Bitcoin, then go over to Bitcoin.com. They've got a great Bitcoin Academy there that'll take you through the basics. Plus, you can learn about how to choose a Bitcoin wallet, buy some Bitcoin, and how to spend your Bitcoin. You can learn all that over at Bitcoin.com. Plus, read the latest news headlines or engage with the Bitcoin community on the Bitcoin Forum. It's all at Bitcoin.com. Again, that's Bitcoin.com. As I said, there's a little bit of potential good news for John Cantley, or rather about John Cantley, a British journalist who was taken captive by ISIS back in 2012 and had been since seen in several propaganda videos, this is according to the New York Times story. The story is from a month ago, but I just happened to search for John Cantley's name last night online and found that there's an update here. Because we haven't talked about him in a while.
Right. The news isn't exactly on top of the story, so if they, he's not the hottest topic, but we keep an eye on him.
Glad to see.
We're worried about him.
Well, worrying doesn't make any difference, so I wouldn't describe myself as worried.
We like to keep up to date.
But I would like to see good news about John Cantley, let's say that. I would like to see him not be beheaded. I would like to see him eventually get out from the custody of the ISIS people. And he's been seen in several propaganda videos made by the Islamic State, also known as ISIS or ISIL, but the last one was released more than 2 years ago. On Tuesday, Ben Wallace, Britain's Minister of Security, told journalists at the Home Office briefing that Mr. Cantley was thought to be alive, though he didn't disclose how the government might have knowledge of his condition. The Islamic State has held Mr. Cantley in a series of locations before moving him to a prison next to an oil installation near the Syrian city of Raqqa, where he became one of 23 Western captives held at the site in two cells divided by sex. If he is still alive, he's one of the few people who might be able to tell what became of the other inmates in the underground gulag that held them, including many hostages whose families know little about their fates. Cantley, who is a freelance photographer, was taken hostage in November of 2012, along with American journalist James Foley, who filed for Global Post and Agence France-Presse. After leaving an internet cafe in the Syrian town of Benesh, they drove toward Turkey, but armed men forced them to stop 25 miles short of the border and then abducted them. A majority of the Europeans, including French and Spanish citizens, were released for multi-million euro ransoms that were paid by their governments. But Britain and the United States are among the few countries that hew to a strict policy of not paying for hostages, arguing that doing so finances terrorist groups and encourages more kidnappings. When it became clear that neither country would pay for its citizens, the militants began killing them, starting with Mr. Foley, who was beheaded with a knife in 2014, a killing shown in a gruesome video released by the Islamic State.
And it was awful.
And here on Free Talk Live, we actually did cover a lot of these videos back when they were being released. It was uncomfortable to do it, but I thought it was important to do that here. I didn't end up watching all of them because some of them were just so horrifying. I had to look away. I was not interested in seeing, I'm not titillated by gore. I'm not interested in it, but at the same time, I wanted to see if these videos were legit because some were saying that they were faked. Some were saying that they
were... There was that one that looks,
weird. There was more than one that looked very Hollywood-esque.
Produced by the CIA.
Looked very produced, very, professional. Not just somebody with a video camera shooting a decapitation, but somebody with multiple cameras with an editing deck cutting together a multi-cam video. Very good-looking quality video of these murders being committed. One of them was particularly fake-looking because they actually cut away at the specific
just
moment.
Just at the moment that you would see, it looked like he did, took a knife, sawed at the neck for a fraction of a second, and then it flashed away before you could see any blood or anything like that.
Yeah, it was real weird. But then later they ended up releasing some videos that did not cut away and were very grotesque and very,
they got the message.
Very convincing. So if they were faked at one time, I don't think all of them were faked. But either way, eventually Cantley was appearing in videos, as they're going to describe here in a moment. Now, he didn't appear in the killings videos. He appeared in videos that were kind of propaganda
recruitment
from their side to explain their side of things. In total, 3 Americans and 3 Britons were killed the same way, and recordings of their deaths sent shockwaves around the world and pushed the Obama administration to intervene in a conflict that it had, they say, tried to avoid. Cantley escaped that fate, and instead he was used, presumably under duress, in Islamic State propaganda videos, releasing a lecture series in which he criticizes the Western response to the group. In one, he's seen in an orange jumpsuit. Actually, that was in more than one, discussing the fates of his cellmates. In others, so that's where they started him, was the orange jumpsuit at just a nondescript desk with a black background behind him. So you didn't know where he was. But then they ended up actually putting him in clothing, normal civilian clothes, and presented him as a war correspondent holding a microphone. But he appears increasingly gaunt and pale, suggesting this treatment. He was last seen in a video recorded during the battle to liberate the Iraqi city of Mosul from the Islamic State's control in December of 2016. At the scene of an attack in which the militants...
That's more than 2 years ago.
That's right. ...had wiped out a group of Iraqi soldiers in armored vehicles, Cantley was shown walking through the carnage, at one point making fun of the dead. He remarked as he passed a helmet lying on the ground, quote, "This used to belong to an Iraqi soldier. I don't think he's going to be needing it now, huh?" But since then, there's been no sighting of Cantley, and many believed that he was dead. The Islamic State, which at its height controlled large parts of Iraq and Syria, is pinned down in a 1.5-mile-wide outpost in the village of Baghouz in a bend in the Euphrates River in northeastern Syria. Officials with an American-backed Kurdish-led militia fighting to capture that stronghold said Tuesday that they didn't know if Cantley was alive, but they confirmed the Islamic State was holding numerous other hostages, including dozens of the militia's own soldiers.
That let him walk out in exchange for the hostages.
That has meant that the operation to take the area has stalled as military commanders struggle with how to move forward without endangering the lives of either the hostages or the civilians trapped inside that pocket. In an announcing a decision to withdraw American forces from Syria, President Trump suggested in December the group had been defeated, though he and other officials later qualified that assertion and delayed the pullout.
Well, they're pretty darn defeated. I mean, if they're in a 1.5-mile area, they're defeated.
He completely reneged on the pullout, too, didn't he?
That's what they said here.
Not completely.
Yeah.
He's
delayed it.
Yeah,
okay.
Delayed it.
He and the members of his administration have described the group as defeated, wiped out, absolutely obliterated, and in its final throes. The Islamic State is at its lowest point in years by nearly every measure. The area it holds, the attacks it carries out, the number of foreign fighters it recruits. But analysts who study the group point out that it remains far more powerful today than it was when the United States withdrew its troops from Iraq in 2011. In Senate testimony on Tuesday, General Joseph Votel, chief of the U.S. Central Command, said that, quote, "hard-fought battlefield gains can only be secured by maintaining a vigilant offensive against a now largely dispersed and disaggregated ISIS that retains leaders, fighters, and resources." And the story goes on a little bit, but it's more of an update on ISIS than it is John Cantley. So, I don't know. They're saying they don't know where the information is coming from. You know, there's no source for this, but somebody within the British government said they believe Cantley is still alive.
Well, they haven't. We don't know that he's dead.
They haven't published proof he's been executed or whatever. So,
well, if they killed all the other hostages, what did he do to stay that execution?
He did their bidding. He became their correspondent, their propaganda arm.
That was 2.5 years ago.
It's true.
Yeah, that was.
But what has he done for them lately?
Yeah, good question. More coming up in moments. Your calls and thoughts are welcome on Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
An Ethiopian plane has crashed soon after takeoff from Addis Ababa. 157 people were on board and 35 different nationalities, including 8 Americans. No one survived. South African journalist Deborah Pata has details.
Flight delayed, read the bland announcement at Nairobi's International Airport. However, the delay was anything but bland, as news of the worst possible kind reached frantic family members. All 149 passengers and 8 crew members on board Ethiopian Airlines Flight 302 had died. It's unclear what caused this plane to crash, but the pilot was clearly in distress.
The pilot mentioned that he had difficulty and he wants to return.
But then they lost all contact with the plane.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I believe that your company has the answer, because I've been through cancer treatment and knowing what it does to the body, and oh my, you know, if that's all that medical science has to offer, there must be a better way. And I think the better way is knowing what to eat and getting it. I do notice that I have less inflammation. I feel like when I'm taking Balance of Nature, I'm getting fruits and vegetables more than what I would ordinarily get. I like when I open up the bottles, you can really smell the fruits and vegetables. I mean, I know I'm getting fruits and vegetables.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, inviting you here if you want to join us. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight it's Ian,
Richie Rich,
and Mark.
Be sure to check out more of Richie on his show, The Anarchist Experience.
Anarchistexperience.com.
Anarchistexperience.com. It is a weekly podcast.
Yes, sir.
And you're the co-host.
Yeah, he should be back next week.
So. Oh, were you, did you take a week off, or did you do it by yourself?
I did it by myself the last 2 weeks. Right. He was on the ranch in California.
So, you guys cover different things, anarchist perspectives on them?
Pretty much. Kind of the pro-liberty, pro-freedom message, and comms hate us, because, well, we take the
anarcho-communists.
You know? Yeah.
I gotta say, the argument between socialists and libertarians, who gets to call themselves an anarchist, is the dumbest argument on the internet.
Okay.
You can check him out over at anarchistexperience.com. And if you are a liberty-minded person, there is a great website you ought to be on, liberty.menu. If you're a content creator, if you're a business, if you are an events coordinator, you can post your thing that you do, the thing you want other liberty-minded folks, whether they be anarchists or voluntarists or libertarians, the thing you want them to know about, put it up on liberty.menu, and you might get some new business. Because why not? It's free. Go to liberty.menu, and it will cost you nothing but the time it takes to submit your items to the site. And then you'll be on the map, and then other people will find you, hopefully, and that might make you a little bit more money. Or if you're a content creator. Might get you a little bit more attention. Go to liberty.menu. You can use code FTL and get a special listener badge for you. So, Mark, at the very beginning of the show, you had brought in a story you really wanted to cover, and then we ended up talking with Lynn Ulbricht for most of the first hour, which was much better. But it's always nice to have Lynn on the show. But the story was about British billionaires who were just like, ah, screw it. They're leaving. They have left the Great Britain for tax havens.
That's right. According to Yahoo.com, here, the news section, nearly a third of British billionaires have either moved or are relocating to tax havens, where some have broken UK law by bankrolling political parties. So, actually, some of them have actually given money to political parties back in the UK.
Oh.
About a major investigation said on Thursday. Huh. The Times newspaper published a series of reports detailing allegations of Britain's ultra-rich hiding billions of pounds from the UK Treasury in taxes over the past decade. The report came out days after the government drew public fury for delaying a vote on proposed legislation aimed at ending secret company ownership in offshore territories.
Well, we must render unto the Queen what is the Queen's.
That's right. Well, none of that crap's the Queen's. that's really the problem here is the presumption that the UK government owns these people's income. But whatever, if it's okay for the rich to be taxed, it's okay for you to be taxed, and that's how this little tax livestock farm works. Okay, all of us argue about who they should be going after and all that stuff. Look, I was in prison for 8.5 years. The inmates never fought the guards. They always fought each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it's set up, people.
Yep.
It's set up so that you all go after each other, not the people who actually are in charge. I mean, you could argue about who's in charge, but you never go after them.
There's a little comic that has a picture of the people with torches and pitchforks. And the king looks worried, and the king's advisor goes, "Don't worry, you don't have to convince them to stop. You just have to convince them that the pitchfork people want to take the torch people's torches."
And vice versa.
And vice versa.
So the Times said that 28 out of the 93 British billionaires it found through public records have moved to tax havens or in the process of relocating. And
it's a lot nicer weather in those tax havens, I bet you, too.
Well, that's the thing, is you can't convince some people that this is going to happen. But if you raise taxes on the wealthy, the wealthy leave. They don't need – look, they're not stuck in the town that they're in because they're a plumber, and all the people that know that they're a plumber are in Sheboygan, where they are, mm-hmm. and that's where their business is. They can pick up and move – and do their business from anywhere and make money in a better place where they can keep more of their money.
I think it should also be pointed out that there's nothing special about being a billionaire, regardless of where you start from.
So, what do you mean there's nothing special about it? I mean, you've got $1 billion.
Well, I mean, yes, to get to that point, yes. But if you're, if you're stuck in the town you want to be in and you want to be a billionaire, there is a path to that should you choose to take it.
You mean if you aren't a billionaire and you want to be a billionaire?
Right.
I mean, it's not an easy path.
It is not an easy path. Which is
not everybody's going to make it.
That's true. But
at some point they will. They'll devalue the dollar to the point that, look, I'm a trillionaire.
That's true.
I've got it right here on the wall.
Ten trillion. There's ten trillion right there.
Right. I can't see it from here.
Ten trillion Zimbabwe dollars.
We have $10 trillion Zimbabwe dollars. And half of it, since it's on the studio wall, half of it's mine. That gives me $5 trillion.
You're going to have to fight me for it.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I will not referee that.
Well, it's not going to go. It's not going to take
it
long.
It won't last. Yeah.
Mark goes to jiu-jitsu class a couple of times a week. Ian eats frozen dinners. So, I ultimately, either you have to create a society that disallows people from moving away from the plot of land they were born on.
Build a wall.
This possibility. Or you create a society that robs people that have made money in your society as they leave, or, the rich people just pick up and leave. Up to this point, we have not been willing, and by the way, you're never going to create a society that actually goes after rich people, because rich people are the ones who make the rules. But if you do manage to get, one of these politicians in that is promising to go after the wealthy,
Bernie Sanders,
add a new tax. Warren is the one who's proposing the wealth tax, which is a tax on holdings, not on income. just fascinating. Mm. It's the presentation sounds so reasonable when Vox gets on board and makes the nice video and shows the disparity between, rich and poor and all that stuff. The ultimate question is, look, what difference does it make how much money somebody else has? What matters is how well you're doing. If you're doing okay, it doesn't matter that Bill Gates has billions of dollars or that Warren Buffett is hoarding wealth or Elon Musk is ostentatious or whatever it is.
Yeah.
None of that stuff matters. What matters is how's your life going? Are you doing all right? Do you have your cell phone? Do you have a roof over your head? You got a car? Well, okay. Well,
for a lot of people, the answer is no, because Warren Buffett is hoarding all that wealth. That's the claim.
No, because they don't have a job.
Okay.
Or no financial intelligence and no ability to save the habit of using vices and getting into debt, all of these things together. I just saw a story this week that U.S. Credit card debt is at record high levels. I mean, it is higher now than it's ever been, apparently.
Well, evidence that they've got the things that I just talked about, a cell phone, a roof over their head, and a car.
They may not own those things, though.
Well, I recommend paying off your bills as quickly as you can. And that's a good way to make some more money. Then you're not paying interest to other people. You're paying it to yourself.
And they could do that if you tax the rich and then give them more handouts.
Well, what are the handouts, though? When they do tax the rich, and they do, what do we get?
I don't know.
Nothing. Nothing.
Well, I don't want anything.
I know, but the proposal is that you tax the rich and hand it out, and they don't. They're not going to.
Well, they are talking about UBI, this idea of a so-called universal basic income, where everybody would get a handout. They would get a check from the federal government, and obviously it's going to be rich people that get taxed for that, or they're just going to print money out. Either way, everybody's going to end up paying the price.
It's now being proposed by, is it Andrew Yang, presidential?
Yeah, candidate. I've heard that he's a Democrat guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to see
$1,000 a month handed out.
Let's see the proposal. Rather than, $1,000 a month, how are you going to pay for it?
Tax the rich.
Increase
inflation. I don't know
inflation.
That you could. Exactly how rich and how much are we taxing them?
Inflation tax.
Just inflating the money?
Yeah, inflate the currency.
Yeah, well, that's fine. It just inflates the value of the money, and pretty soon $1,000 is worthless again.
90% wealth tax on billionaires.
Well, I mean, they already paid a tax to make the money that they made, and then you tax them on their wealth at 90%, and plus, don't forget the sales tax, the gas tax, and the property tax, and all these other things. Pretty soon, they're paying to be to live here, and then they leave.
Just don't let them leave.
Right, that's the problem, is they're going to leave.
All right, you're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, live Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. If you're upset at rich people, we'd love to hear from you, and this is Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With VantagePoint software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. VantagePoint has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. VantagePoint software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, VantagePoint is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with VantagePoint software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, and you're invited here. If you want to dial in, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got video clips, and you can go to watch those on our clips channel at on YouTube. It's actually not our channel. It belongs to Eric Freerock from Liberty Bits, but we're helping him promote it because he's helping make some great clips of Free Talk Live and putting them up there. Because we don't want to spend our own time on that because we don't have enough time to do it. It takes time to do video editing. It is not a quick process.
Absolutely. The guy gets all the accolades.
Yeah, and he's done a great job. We've actually had him back now for more than a month, and he's doing so good. We said, let's keep this going. Let's do another month. So he's been putting out one or two videos a day over at clips.freetalklive.com, and you can go there and subscribe to that channel and watch him there, or you can follow our social media channels on Telegram. We've got telegram.freetalklive.com, twitter.freetalklive.com, and then the Mastodon platform at toot.freetalklive.com.
So he loved the bit last night from about the militant lesbians.
Right, the one where watching pornography was turning women, according to our caller,
yeah,
into lesbians.
And men into pedophiles.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
So
I didn't even know what to do with the crazy lady.
Well, we had fun with her.
Yeah, right.
And then he turned it into a video. So check it out at clips.freetalklive.com. We go to your calls and your thoughts. Larry is listening in Evansville, Indiana, I believe, to WGBF. Hello, Larry.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
We were just talking about the rich leaving. Let's not you and I, people there at the station, but let's have all of our listeners remember what's happened here recently in the state of New York with Governor Cuomo talking about all the things in the past, all the things he was going to do, and that is done in the state of New York. But also then, he seems to always give the hand away. He's saying that they're running a whatever couple billion dollar shortfall, but yet he complains that all the rich people are leaving the state of New York.
Mm-hmm.
And relocating. I wonder why. And you know, we can talk about Republicans, we can talk about Democrats, we can talk about all these things. But in my call tonight is simply centering on this tonight, particularly the Democrats, because you can take a look at Detroit, New Orleans, Newark, New Jersey, Frisco, Chicago, Milwaukee. And here's what the listeners need to know about the Socialist Democrats, is that in 1960, Detroit was the richest city per capita in the United States. So the first Democrat mayor of Detroit came in January 62. So between 62 and 2013, they kept going down. So by 51 years, 2013, they filed bankruptcy. New Orleans, 1872, has been Democrat. Newark, New Jersey, 1948. Frisco, 56. Chicago, 1931. Milwaukee, 1908. Plus, twice since then, they've had socialist mayors. So that should give an indication of what socialism does to our major cities, and eventually is trying to spread out throughout our country. And you take the people that are moving out of states like California and New York, places like that. They're moving to states like Florida, Texas, which historically are Republican, but they're taking their votes with them.
Mm-hmm.
They go, we're going to go down here and get away from all those taxes, and then they go down there and vote socialism right back in.
They sure do.
Yeah, they seem to do that. I was at Freedom Fest a few years ago. I saw a debate between economist Steve Moore from Cato or Heritage, I'm not sure where he's from, but and Paul Krugman from New York Times. And Krugman, confronted with this question, said that the reason people are moving to Texas and Florida is air conditioning. He did not address why they were moving from California to Texas,
yeah,
but regardless, and it also doesn't really address that New Hampshire has one of the highest, I think it's net worth of people in the state. So New Hampshire per capita has some of the highest net worth. They haven't picked up and moved, so maybe it's not warmer climes and air conditioning. Maybe it's just the socialism.
Larry, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We got Pat in northern Michigan listening to WZTK-FM in Alpena. Go ahead, Pat.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen.
Welcome.
Yeah, I'm not calling in so much to holler about the snakes in Washington. I'm saying we have viper nests all over the country.
Absolutely.
I'm here in Michigan, and we're on our second female governor here. The first one, she instituted a trailer plate that was permanent. Boy, you got to pay $60-$75 right now for, let's say you got three trailers in your yard, right? Mm-hmm. That's $450, bang, right out of your pocket right now. So they got $150 million in the coffers just off of that act. Well, the next time they got their tit in the ringer, they decided that they were going to put a little sticker on the license plate if you wanted to go onto public land, therefore any two-track, without getting ticketed or fined, you had to have this little $10 dimple on your license plate. And her latest, the next governor here, her concoction is that she wants to institute a 45-cent a gallon gas tax. She wants to ease it in and make it less painful.
Is that Michigan?
Michigan.
Yeah, that'll be the highest gas tax in the country.
Yeah, exactly. She's trying to make it worse than California.
Wow.
I mean, this state used to be red. Now we're going purple. Hell, I'm feeling quite black and blue.
That's tough. Anything else you want to share, Pat?
No, it's just it makes it real hard on the rural folks. I live 20 miles out of town, and it costs me $10 to go anywhere.
Yeah, that's probably too. Right.
Thanks for the call and tonight, Pat.
Which is going to go to 15.
With the gas tax.
Yeah, and I abuse the roads not at all. If anything, I fill in potholes rather than make them.
Don't let them catch you do that, because they don't like it when you fill their potholes.
No, well, there's kids that go out on these two tracks with their big mud trucks, and they just try to make the hole worse to see if the next guy can get through it, you know? I'm not one of them fellas. I want to be able to get to my fishing hole.
Fair enough. Pat, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you there. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
That's the voice of working America.
Yeah, frustrated.
Working America is pissed.
Frustrated. What do you do about it, though? Because the Republicans aren't that much better.
No, they're not.
I mean, really.
Well, I've always said the only legitimate protest is a tax protest.
Why is that the only legitimate one?
Because no one's going to do anything.
Because as long as you give them the money, they don't care what you're doing to protest. You can wave banners, hold signs, do rallies.
Yeah, that's true. However, even if you don't give them money, the federal government can just print it out anyway.
That's so true.
What do they care?
So if that's the case, then why do they tax anyway? It's because it's an issue of control.
Obedience. Yeah. Totally obedience.
Yeah, they want the extra revenue coming in. Why not?
Well, yeah, if they can get it.
Yeah.
And it's it gives people a sense of power to be able to go after their neighbor. That's nice. I like that.
Speaking of places that are overtaxed, there is the Venezuela story that I hope we'll get a chance to talk about. I know, Mark, you're going to be heading up the show tomorrow night, so I don't know if you're going to cover it then, but maybe Tuesday we can discuss it when Vin comes in here, because the power is out in Venezuela. Here's just a brief update on it. This is from Reuters. Furious Venezuelans lined up to buy water and fuel today as the country entered its fourth day of a nationwide blackout that has left already scarce food rotting in shops, homes suffering for lack of water, and cell phones without reception. Authorities have managed to provide only patchy access to power since the outage began Thursday in what President Nicolas Maduro called an act of U.S.-backed sabotage.
Yeah, it's the U.S. that's knocking out the power in Venezuela.
But critics insist it's the result of incompetence and corruption, and I suspect that's the truth.
It's good that they have power outages, because at least they have power some of the time, right? There are some countries out there that don't have power at all. And at least those guys can get a little bit of it on occasion.
Well, they do have a lot of oil.
Right, and they squander that as a natural resource.
Right. The fact that a country with plenty of oil on hand doesn't have power shows something has gone seriously wrong.
It was an old Gilligan's Island clip where they were talking about the creation of money, and says you take your natural resources and then you trade internationally with it, to get other things that you're not able to produce naturally.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how trade works. And Venezuela has all that oil.
Yep.
And again, no wealth.
They used to, but yeah. It's gone now.
Yeah, I mean, they have the largest oil, known oil reserves or something. There's some superlative surrounding the amount of oil that they've got in the ground. And people are starving and they don't have power. That's not the United States' fault. That's really, really, really bad management.
Yeah, so it's a story I want to cover in more detail because it is apparently the worst outage they have ever had in the history of the country.
It ain't going to get better.
And it certainly hasn't gotten better yet. We'll see you tomorrow night. You can join us online. In the meantime, head over to freetalklive.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.